Many people with gender identity issues are finding that their primary care trusts are unsympathetic to funding any kind of treatment, even if it's only to explore what is best for the individual. In the Calderdale area of West Yorkshire, Claire Eastwood has taken a bold approach to dealing with such attitudes. She sought the backing of local councillors to help her fight a political policy with political expertise. Claire is with me now, along with Councillor Nada Fekri, who is Deputy Leader of the Liberal Democrat Group on Calderdale Metropolitan Borough Council. If I can talk to you first, Claire, what does your gender identity mean to you?
It means I am myself. I am actually who I am. That's it. I'm myself. That's my identity.
And you've experienced problems with funding for the type of treatment that you've been seeking to help you express that identity, is that correct?
Funding, more like discrimination. The PCT have, for the last 4 years, blocked, obstructed, lied about my treatment. They've done their best to obstruct it to the point where I had to go to Thailand for treatment. I had to pay for the whole course of treatment first with Russell Reed, then to go to Thailand. The operation was complications with the operation, and then the PCT still refuses to help with the follow-up suite on the grounds I went private. Therefore, because I've gone private, I'm off the care pathway and are banned from treatment for gender for the rest of my life.
You say you're banned. How do you know that?
Because we've got a document from them saying so. It's part of the Exceptional Cases Committee's ruling that they refuse to accept responsibility for any treatment commenced privately. Therefore, any point in the care pathway you commence private treatment, they wash their hands of you.
And what are you seeking to do about that now?
Change the system. Nobody should suffer this whatsoever. It's no good. That's the only way to do it. The system in Calderdale is repressive, backward, and it has to change. And that's what we're seeking to do. Bring whole the Calderdale PCT into the 21st century. Make bigotry unacceptable. Make treatment for transsexuals in Calderdale just another treatment. It's no different from, in many ways, it should be no more remarkable than having any other kind of surgery.
Councillor, you've been looking at Claire's case for some time. What's your reaction to the way she's been treated?
Incredibly unfair. I feel that I agree with Claire that there's been blockage all the way along, and that could be down to discrimination and prejudice, or it could be down to incompetence and uncaringness, if such a word exists. Where they have been able to help, or where opportunities for help have existed, as far as we can see, those opportunities have not been taken up. And at best, Claire and other cases have been pushed to one side, using arguments such as exceptional treatment, financial arguments, and falling off the agenda, basically.
And what do you think is the way forward to address that?
I think there are a variety of paths. I'm always willing to engage in debate and in trying to move people through reasoned argument towards equity of provision. As Claire has said, her case is no different in terms of treatment within the NHS, whether it's a heart bypass, whether it's a hip replacement, or whether it's any other treatment that's being offered. And we feel that the initial thing is for the treatment to be seen in that light. Secondly, if they won't see reason, is to push political, legal and legalistic arguments to the fore, so that they will have to see the error of their ways, shall we say.
It's actually been quite unusual until now for any transsexual people to seek assistance from their local council in the way that healthcare is delivered in their area. Would you recommend that to other transsexual people?
Definitely. I think where that opportunity exists is to engage in the local democratic process, is to get as much support as you can, contact your local councillors, get them through the dealings with the primary care trusts and other health professionals to ask the questions. Now, I understand that some authorities are better off than others, but where you seek help, go and find your local councillors, take a case to them, talk to the various political parties, bring it onto the agenda, and the more those questions are asked, I think the stronger the case becomes. Because one thing I have found across this, and I suppose that's challenged my own prejudices, is that there's a hell of a lot of support out there for the overwhelming majority of people with gender dysphoria or with any sort of gender identity issues, and that the general support is out there, and I think sometimes maybe the PCTs are behind their time on this, and if that pressure can be built upon or brought upon the PCTs, then the cases will be made easier for people.
Well, that's a lot of very strong backing you're getting there, Claire. What are your hopes for the future?
Well, the hopes for the future are to change the way people are treating Cordial so nobody ever again goes through what myself and my friends have gone through, and to get on with my life. That's all I want. That's all I want out of it. See closure to all of this.
Claire, Nada, thank you very much.